It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share our devotion. So if you are still contemplating if you should take your devotion this morning, I think it's nothing to contest on. You should not even be wondering, because devotion should be part of our day-to-day lives. The Word of God is very, very important. It's like a map for us. It's like a light onto our feet. So it's very important that we take this moment very, very serious. If this is your first time of joining us, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. And this is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to gather and take our devotions and study what God has to tell us each and every single morning. And the beautiful thing about this devotion is that the Word of God, every morning is new. We see new topics, new insights, new words, new remas, new revelations. So that's why it's very important that we gather every single morning here. So I'd like to specially welcome you. And if you're frequent on this show, you listen to us often, I'd like to also welcome you back. And I'd also like to remind you that it's time for you to invite somebody. So tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. The beautiful thing about today is it's a new week. It's a beautiful Monday. Today is the seventh day in the month of October 2024. You can see I'm excited because I am very, very joyful to be alive this morning. That's why I wanted to join me in the atmosphere of Thanksgiving. And let's appreciate God for the beautiful things He has done, He is doing, and will do. Lord, we've come with our hearts of gratitude and we've come to say thank you. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and this segment of our show is sponsored by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you're welcome. Today we're looking at a topic that says Impossible Prayers Part 1. We've been looking at types of prayers lately. Today we'll be looking at Impossible Prayers Part 1. Our aim today is aim 1. All hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 18 to chapter 20. Matthew chapter 18 to chapter 20. Our memory verse today is taken from Numbers chapter 13 verse 30. Numbers chapter 13 verse 30 that says, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Again, our memory verse is taken from Numbers chapter 13 verse 30. "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Our Bible reading for today is taken from Mark chapter 11 from verse 12 to 24. Mark chapter 11 from verse 12 to 24, which says, from verse 12, we read, now the next day. Okay, we are reading from verse 12. Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves. He went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it, so they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out people who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, is it not written, my father, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teachings. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven Manual reads, in continuing my teaching on the categories of prayer, I will focus on impossible prayers today. The Bible says that some things are impossible with men, but with God, all things are possible. Like we see in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, and the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 37. If you have no doubt about this at all, just take a look. If you have any doubt about this at all, just take a look at the Redemption City and you will know that with God, all things are possible. There are buildings in the Redemption City that were built in 7 days and which have been standing for around 40 years. The first secondary school building in the city is a two-story building that was built in 18 days. I don't use human engineering. I use divine engineering because with my God, nothing is impossible. The moment God hears, it can't be done from your mouth. Then it may never be done. This is because Numbers chapter 14 verse 28 says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. Despite a fellow's unbelief, God's purpose will always be done, only that it will raise up another generation that will get the work done. In the book of Numbers chapter 13 to chapter 14, 12 spies were sent to Jericho. 10 of them came back and said that they couldn't take the land, while only 2 said they could. God ensured that all the people who said that they couldn't take the land were wiped out in the wilderness, while only the 2 who said that it was possible entered the land. In 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 17, Elisha proclaimed a seemingly impossible economic breakthrough within 24 hours. Everyone in the room kept quiet except one man who said that even if God created windows in heaven, it would be impossible. The breakthrough happened. but that man did not partake in it. Never say that anything is impossible. The moment someone says that something is impossible and cannot be done, as far as he or she is concerned, it may never be done. When Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 14, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it," he was not joking. Therefore, if I ask for something that seems impossible, he will give it to me, because he did not put any limit on what I can ask for according to his will. In 1 John chapter 5 from verse 14 to 15. Beloved, don't express doubt when it comes to God. Don't try to understand what he can do and how he will do it. Just believe. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, believe that with God it can be done and it will be done. Thanks for staying tuned. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and there is just that special person, that someone that you would like to see being blessed by the Word of God, you can share this message with them. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You can first click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. You can share, download, and listen to again. When you click on it, the link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every single morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Download the app and this will give you access to all our exciting shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting and inspiring. There's no dull moment with Praise Palace Radio. Thanks for staying tuned and thank you for joining us this morning. But do not touch that dial, because we have a special announcement immediately after this show. Please stay tuned till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word.
And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you, because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.